your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Today we're going to talk about water from the inside. Casey Mustin's with us. Hewitt Messenger, it's a well drilling company in Nixon, Missouri, and that company specializes in finding water, drilling wells, and adding the equipment to get the water out of the ground and to where you need it, your home or your business. And we talk about safe water, we talk about where is the water, how hard is it to get to, and what's happening in our water supply. Water is really important. You know, there's three minutes without air. You know about that. There's 3 days without water. And if you drink toxic water, if you drink water that has that's contaminated with bacteria, it can kill you. It can kill you quickly. And we want to make sure that you know about water so you can take the precautions necessary to make sure that you have safe water. Casey Mustin's with us. He's a USAPrepares.com instructor. And we're going to talk about water levels. We're going to talk about population. We're going to talk about what happened to water. Where is it going? And are we making any more of it? Welcome, Casey Mustin.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Casey, you have you recovered from the Get Prepared Expo and teaching and meeting people? Because I don't think I'm going to recover for another couple days. Seriously, my voice is shot. I'm shot.
I think I got a week of recovery ahead of me. I've spent a couple hours in the office just trying to get through all the names and get things organized and back on track.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, the studio's all torn up here. I've got papers all over me, all around me. You know, last night, you met the freeze-dry guy, and you met Dr. Richard Allen Miller of, you know, SEAL Team Number 1, and he was with us, and he was teaching us how to think like a Navy SEAL. Well, last night, the three of us and Mrs. Fennelli and our dogs were all watching a Netflix that sci-fi Netflix that Dr. Richard Allen Miller wanted us to see, and he lasted about, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes before he passed out. Freeze-dry guy probably lasted the longest, when Rick Miller got up, I stretched out on this couch, and I was out in a few minutes, and what happened next was unbelievable. We have this 120-pound Mastiff. She's a couple years old. She climbed on and was sleeping on my legs, and I didn't even realize it. I was so tired. And that went on for hours. And I finally said, wait, something's not right here. And so I finally woke up and went to bed. But, yeah, we were all exhausted, so I can understand it. I really can. So, Casey, you know, back in the 1900s, it was a lot easier to find water, wasn't it?
Yeah, we only had like 20,000-30,000 people living here in the Springfield area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now we've got 440,000 people in the area.
It can't continue, can it?
No, it's, the most staggering number that I came across was real interesting. We got like, with the two aquifers that we have directly below us, we've got a total of about 118 trillion gallons of water, which is a ton of water. It sounds like an astronomical number. But then I got to reading a late figure on how much water the United States consumes in a year's time. Well, it's 148 trillion gallons. Now, yes, there are several aquifers across the United States, but it's kind of You know, okay, if everybody was drinking off our aquifer, it'd be gone in less than a year.
You're absolutely right. That is, well, and that's the two aquifers, and one of them is polluted, isn't it?
Yeah, the upper section is considered polluted right in the metro area, so we don't recommend people drinking off of that one, and it is said to hold about 5 trillion gallons.
Okay, now, so let's talk about this, because I'm sure we're not the only ones who have damaged our water supply. Casey, so we're talking about Springfield, Missouri, a community of 440,000 people. If you look at the sprawling part of Springfield, Missouri, and we've polluted the upper level of water. So how deep is that, Casey?
That upper level will reach it varies a little bit, but around 450 foot.
Okay, so from ground level down to 450 feet, we have contaminated. So we have to go lower in order to find safe drinking water. How much lower do we have to go?
Average drilling today, we're somewhere around 500 to 750 foot. And that's for just a standard household.
Wow. Now, Casey, when we drill a well, it's by the foot, right? I mean, when someone calls you up and says, I'd like to have you guys come out and drill a well, you don't say, you know, it's X amount of money. It's depends on how deep you have to go, and you don't actually know, do you, to the exact foot of how deep you need to go?
That's right. We can get really close just from documents showing previous wells drilled within the area. But, yeah, we don't know exactly how far that thing is going to go until we get the water that we need. And most of that, you know, depicts, okay, is it a residence? Is it a small business? Is it a farm? How much water demand are they looking for? And basically, at what footage are we going to get that yield?
Yes. So how are wells priced? Can you give us a – there's several components. It just – there's the well casing. There's the drilling of the hole. There's the pump, the well pump, the submersible pump. There's the piping that goes from the pump at the bottom of the well.
Mm-hmm.
How is it – just in rough numbers, I don't want you to give the exact numbers, but rough numbers, if a person wanted a well that's 450 feet that's tapping into the polluted water, what would that cost?
Just the drilling portion of that, you're probably going to be somewhere around $4,000. Now, it's, a pump system to go into that, and your plumbing and everything related, average cost of a well is somewhere around $6,000-$7,000.
Okay. So the average cost, it's $4,000 to drill the hole, add another $2,000 for the equipment, pump, plumbing, and so forth. Is that right?
Yeah. To break it down, drilling runs $6 a foot.
Okay.
You're going to have a DNR certificate, and that costs $80. And that basically gets you set up and registered with the Department of Natural Resources, and you're legitimate.
Okay. And now, because we polluted our water at the 450-foot level and above, we need to go down 500 to 750 feet. So we're talking a substantial amount more money for drilling just because we've damaged the water supply.
Yeah, and that is in right in the metro area. That's where the dense population is. And, every day it happens where we've gone out and we'll drill a 400-foot deep well, but that's in a rural area where there's not a lot of people.
Yeah. My well on our farm is 328 feet, and I'm really happy that we don't have to go down deeper at this point, because the equipment, let's talk about the equipment. If you go deeper, does it cost less? Does it cost more, or is it the same amount?
Basically, it's $1,000 to set over an existing well.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that a pitless adapter is removed from the casing. Basically, we want to run our drill bit down there without running into anything. So the pump has to be pulled out. If there's a pitless adapter, it needs to be removed with a backhoe, and then we can set over, make sure there's no concrete slab around it, because we do have to set the machine up And then once that happens, basically we're going to get that well up to code. So we're going to, if there is a casing requirement for the area that has changed, you know, we're going to run liner down and seal out any kind of areas to bring it up to par where it should be today.
Let me ask you this. A lot of people have complaints about government intervention, government rules, and government regulations, but it seems to me that it's a good thing to have a code for drilling wells, because it seems to me that if I have a careless neighbor and there were no codes, he could absolutely destroy his water supply, which is my water supply. Isn't that right?
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely right. It's, you know, I'm right there with you. I think, you know, control is something that we don't like, but in the long run, our most important resource, it should be taken care of, and there should be a process to the whole thing. I've heard horror stories about a good old boy that decided that he was going to build himself a shack out in the woods, and there was an existing old well, and he decided he would run his septic into the well.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Just absurd.
And, I mean, that's beyond stupid. I that is probably the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Literally. I mean, jumping in front of a train is pretty dumb also. But polluting the water supply, how do you fix that, Casey? How do you fix that?
Chemicals. It's just a bad scenario.
I bought a farm in Virginia. It was not where we lived, but it was a farm that I bought because I wanted to have property for our children should they decide that they wanted to be farmers. And farmland was evaporating. So I bought this farm, and there was an old well. It was a hand-dug well, maybe 35 feet, something like that. And it was from the 1800s. And it still produced water because the water table is a lot higher in Virginia than it is here in Missouri. But the owner or the seller of the property said, that well's no good. And I said, why is that? And she said, well, a hunter threw a deer carcass down there. Threw a deer carcass down into the well and poisoned it. Unbelievable. Carelessness. And we're going to talk about safe water and what we need to know about it. Casey Mustin, Vin Finelli, USAPreparedness.com. We'll be right back.
Since disaster can strike at any time, we always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, we just heard a commercial announcement from One World Way. That was Stephen Huer. And I got a chance to spend some time with him at the Get Prepared Expo this past weekend. And Mrs. Finelli bought a huge container of One World Way. Yes, we do what you do. We pay for it, and we pay the same prices that you do. And she was she brought me over to Stephen Huer's booth, and she said that she wanted to buy some because she loves it. I mean, am I exaggerating? Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I don't even think she tells me when she drinks it because she wants it for herself. She makes a shake with milk and sometimes with water. And Stephen Huer is a great guy. You're going to love him if you get a chance to meet him. And he'll be at the next Get Prepared Expo, and that's July 20th and 21 in Lebanon, Missouri. Casey Musson's with us, Hewitt Messenger, Drill It Right, well drilling company. And why are we talking about water? Because 3 days without water and you're gone. It's as simple as that. And we're polluting the planet, and it's really getting tougher and tougher to get safe drinking water. So Casey is our expert, and what's happening is people are moving to the Ozarks because they know we've got some pretty good water here. They know that the population density is in their favor because we are less densely populated than lots of other areas. We have four seasons, low taxes, and it's a great place to survive the coming collapse. So people are interested in, you know, who drills wells and who does a good job and who can we trust. So that's why Casey Musson is with us. We trust him. And I'll tell you what, Casey, I'm delighted to have you on the air, and because the information you dispense is correct. Let me ask you this. What questions were you being asked? What concerns did people have? And did you see fear? Because I actually saw fear in people. They thanked us so much for putting on the expo, but they were really, really concerned about our futures.
You know, I picked up a sense of urgency throughout the entire show. I really want to say, you know, everybody that I met was so nice. Everybody was super friendly, the nicest group of people that I've come into contact with, and by far, for any of the trade shows I do, it's got to be my favorite. It's absolutely got to be my favorite.
I really appreciate you saying that. You know, even the police came. They came with a dog team to see if anything was going on that they needed to become involved with. And you know what? They came by a couple times. They came by a couple times more, and they left empty-handed. There's nobody to arrest. There was no disturbances, no raised voices, no problems, nothing.
Nothing.
No drugs, nothing. Nothing. And you would think that with that many people, wall-to-wall, Casey, 43 states, people came from 43 states to be at the expo, and they could not, there was no problems. None. Not a single problem that they were involved in. And there were guns there and ammo and, yeah.
It was a great turnout. Everybody was really nice. But I did have a lot of folks coming up, and they would tell me, they say, I've got food, I've got shelter, I've got all of this, but I don't have a plan for water. And, you know, it brought up a great thing for me during my seminar, and I said, you know, I had a couple points, and I said, you know, make a little list of five questions. And, you know, question number one, how are you going to collect your water? Is it coming out of a well? Are you depending on the city to provide your water? And with the answer to that question, it leads into the next one. And that's, you know, how are you going to store your water? How are you going to purify your water? How are you going to guarantee your water is safe to drink? And how can you make it last? And if everybody would just sit down and just think about it for 1 second about what you're going to do when the tap's turned off. You're going to be in a better position.
I'm really glad you mentioned that, because when Fukushima in Japan went off, I said, the day after it went off, I said, you know, before the explosion of the nuclear reactor, people in Japan, everything was fine. Everything was fine. Food came from the store. Water came from the faucet. And if you didn't like cooking, you could always go out to eat. But today, the food store's at the bottom of the ocean. The faucet's at the bottom of the ocean. And so's the restaurant. And you're absolutely right. And they're still there at the bottom of the ocean. We're going to talk more about water and what you can do to collect yours, save yours, store yours, and protect your water supply. We'll be right back. Casey Mustin.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Makes and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God,
you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Casey Musson's with us, and we're talking about water. Casey, you know, we had all kinds of interesting exhibits and speakers at the expo, and water is really important. Glenn Meter was there with his invention, the survival still. People are, you know, he sold out of his survival still, taking mud water, urine, whatever you've got, seawater, and distilling it into safe drinking water. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because water is really critical, and it's so easy to prove the point. If you fly over the United States and you fly over the desert, nobody lives there. Nobody. And if you fly over the Gobi Desert, nobody lives there, or the Sahara. Now, why is that? Because there's no water. It's as simple as that. And where do people live? They live where there's plenty of water, where our water is in abundance, but we're polluting our own planet. So, Casey, how do you recommend, let me share with you what I've done, and tell me what you think. Last summer we had the drought, the most serious drought in the United States of America. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. What I did, I have at the farm, I purchased two 330-gallon water storage totes. They're like cubes. They're maybe 4 feet by 4 feet by 4 feet. They hold about, those are rough dimensions. They hold about, they're plastic, like gallon milk container plastic, but real thick. And they're in a steel cage where you can stack them one on top of another. And I bought two of them, and I'm getting two more. So I'll have over 1,200 gallons of storable water for the cows because they drink 30 gallons of water each. Now, once I have that water stored, how would you recommend that I preserve it so that it does not go bad? What do you think we should do?
I would store it in a cool place, if possible, and without sunlight, if possible.
Yeah, that's possible, and that's easy. I mean, even if there is sunlight, you could, if you keep the sunlight from going directly on it, let's say it's in your garage, you could put a piece of black plastic over it. That would keep the sunlight out, right?
Yep, that's right.
But you don't want to do that outside because it'll heat the water.
It will heat it up, and basically we just want to keep bacteria from forming and starting to grow.
Okay. Now, obviously, chlorine would stop that because that's what the water treatment plants use. And we could use some small amount of chlorine. Do you recommend that? And how much should we put in, let's say? But not everybody's going to have 330 gallons. So let's start with a 55-gallon drum.
Chlorine dose, just right off the top of my head, I don't have it. But there are figures readily available. I can have that for us for our next radio spot.
Okay.
And,
let's do that.
But
let's
do chlorine, that. Chlorine treatment can be done, and it does have a long-lasting effect in the water. So once you've got it sterilized and dosed, it will keep for an extremely long time.
Yeah, and now, you know, I really don't like chlorine, and I know Casey doesn't, and I know nobody listening likes chlorine. I know that. But there is a way you can get use the chlorine in a small amount, in a safe amount, well, relatively safe. It's toxic, but it's in your water now, right now, anyway, if you live in a municipal water supply, for most of you. But what you can do is you can aerate the water, right, Casey? So take it out of that storage container, expose it to air, pour it from, let's say, 2 liter bottle to 2 liter bottle, or put it in a large, like a saucepan or a spaghetti pot, where there's lots of evaporative surface, and aerate it by pouring it from pan to pan. And then you can filter it with a Berkey water filter, which will take out most of the chlorine. So there are things that you can do. And that's what we recommend.
That's a perfect scenario. I mean, you'll have a volume of water. You can easily calculate how long that water is going to last you so that you can replenish that supply as it goes out. And then a simple process of, you know, chlorinating, like we said, which chlorine will keep for a really long time. You can have a supply on hand for treating that water over an extended amount of time. And then, basic carbon filtration, using gravity to pull the water through the carbon. And those Berkey water filters are fantastic. And there you go. You've got safe, potable water.
Yeah, and Casey, some people have mentioned collecting rainwater off their roof, and I am really concerned about that, and I'd like to share why. There's radioactivity in the air, and those of us who have composition roofs with these granules that make our roofs look nice, they're great catching areas for this radioactivity to stay on our roofs. So for a long time, and there's bird poop, and there's all kinds of organic matter that lands on our roof, and dust, and whatever that's in the air landing on our roofs. Well, and chemicals, and chemtrail residue. It's all on our roofs. So if you take that rainwater and you collect the first water that comes from a rain, you have the highest concentration of these contaminants. Well, all right, so let's say we let the rain continue for 30 minutes and wash off the contaminants, and then we collect the water. Well, we still have contaminants in the rainwater. So what do you do? Well, I think a Berkey water filter at that point would probably get most of your concern removed, most of the pathogens, most of the toxins removed from the water. I really think that would be your best choice if you had to do that, but I certainly would not drink the first water that comes off the roof. Your thoughts?
Oh, I wouldn't, without any kind of filtration at all, I wouldn't even consider drinking that water. You know, you use the use some kind of filtration process with being so carbon or a UV disinfection. I talked to a really interesting couple over during the show, and they were traveling around the country in a school bus that they had converted to live in. Not a new idea, but it's been going on for a long time. And they said, yeah, you know, water is the only thing that we really don't have our plan. And we want to collect rainwater and we want to use it. And I said, you know, without having a pressurized system, it can be difficult. But, you know, I kind of leaned them towards a little reverse osmosis system that would be real simple to set up. And through RO, you could have some good pure drinking water off of what you would catch from the rain.
So how would you pressurize reverse osmosis? You'd have to have your own little pump, right?
Yeah, you would have a small pump. They do have some 12-volt pumps that'll provide a little bit of pressure. And basically you need around 30, 40 pounds of pressure to feed reverse osmosis. There's no power required. And it will remove all TDS, which is total dissolved solids, from the water supply.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Casey, how much water do we use a day, you know, the average person in the United States?
It used to be 75 gallons per person per day. That number has come down a little bit just due to fixtures and plumbing appliances that we use. It's down to about 50 gallons per day, and I range that, you know, between those two numbers. In my industry, we never like to undersize of a piece of equipment, so I stick with that 75 gallons per person per day.
That's an enormous amount of water. I mean, when you think about it, what's a bathtub, like 30 gallons?
Yeah, 30 gallons on a bathtub. I've actually got those numbers right here in front of me. Bathtub's 30 gallons. To flush a toilet's about 6 gallons, unless you got one of these ultra-low flow. Each shower can be up to 60 gallons.
60 gallons.
60 gallons. If you're running a sprinkler, if you're watering your lawn, to sprinkle a quarter inch of water on a 1,000 foot of yard is 160 gallons.
Wait, a quarter of an inch to go...
A quarter of an inch of water from 1,000 foot is 160 gallons of water.
Wow. And 1,000 square feet is nothing.
Oh, yeah, that's nothing. That's a small yard.
It's a really small yard. Really small. Wow.
These guys running their sprinklers during the worst part of the drought this year. On shared wells, that's the real kicker. You got 5 or 6 houses and running off of one well, and then they got a couple of dudes that decide that their yard's more important than everybody else's drinking water.
Outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. And, you know, the grass does come back. It really does.
Yeah.
So you don't have to do that. When you said 60 gallons for the shower, I'm absolutely shocked. And I'll tell you why. I have a shower head that's kind of like the equivalent of a spray mist. It hardly, you know, some people... I had a guy come visit us for about a week, and he hates our shower. He absolutely hates it. I mean, he wants it to be a car wash. but our shower head is, I don't know, maybe at the most a gallon and a half a minute at the most. And it's like, you know, it's a lot of, it's high pressure, low volume. So it, you know, it really
water
is like a mist. That's exactly right. And I've had that for the last 25, 30 years. What do you think about them?
Oh, yeah. Utilize it if you can. It's a good thing. It's going to save everybody in the long run. The average shower is about 4 to 6 gallons per minute. But those shower heads that have the water misers built in, they can greatly reduce that. And yeah, it's nice to take a long shower every now and then, but we're in there to get clean, to get done, and to get out the door, go to work.
Right, right. Well, you know, I was thinking about that. that 1,000-square-foot lawn. That's just a little bit bigger than 30 feet by 30 feet. 30 feet by 30 feet, quarter of an inch. How many gallons did you say?
160? 160 gallons for a quarter inch of water on that 1,000-square-foot.
And that 1,000-square-foot lawn is a postage stamp. That would be like what you might have with a little tiny city lot.
Yeah, anybody that's running irrigation. Anybody that's running irrigation, they've got a lot more than 1,000-square-foot. Quadruple it. Easy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so let's talk about something that we haven't really talked about very much. That's ultraviolet. Ultraviolet light. Use that for treating water. Let's talk about that when we come out on the other side of this break. What does it do? How does it work? What does it look like? And why are we doing it? Ultraviolet light, treating water. Casey Mustin, Hewitt Messenger, Well Drilling. Link on the website, page one, usapreparers.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way, the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food. Food
available over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Casey Mustin and I are talking about water. We're talking about how important it is. We're talking about saving it. We're talking about bad things that can happen if you drink water that you've collected from your roof. And I don't even think it's good to water your plants without filtering the water, and because of the high concentrations of radiation and so forth. Casey, let's talk about ultraviolet light. It's that bluish, light bluish colored light that you see in kitchens and restaurants and commercial establishments. How does that work for water treatment? What does it actually do?
We're using that UV light to kill microorganisms or to render them harmless. Basically, when we're setting up a UV system, we want to filter down to 5 microns before that UV light. And basically, we want to get some pre-filtration going in before, and we want a TDS, being total dissolved solids, below 500. So we're going to do a couple water tests, and we want to make sure that that light has the ability to penetrate that water and to kill those microorganisms, sort of sterilize them.
Well, you know, I saw the most fascinating display item at your booth. I mean, you had a lot of really neat pieces of filtration equipment and plumbing equipment, but you had a piece of galvanized pipe, at least about probably an inch in diameter, and it was restricted by flow with what looked like cement, all except for an amount the diameter of maybe a pencil through the center of it. It was really caked with rock hard cement like substance. Can you tell us what that was and what caused that?
That was calcium. Calcium and magnesium, or hard water, we call it. That's basically from the limestone that the well is drilled in.
Mm-hmm.
The limestone,
and it's hard. It's hard.
Yeah, it dissolves. It becomes a part of the liquid or the water. And then as it moves into the plumbing system, the scale wants to adhere. It wants to stick to metal surfaces. It wants to stick to glass. And over years and years and years of use, it just kind of starts to set up like concrete, like you said. I know the guys that cut that out, they looked at that and they're like, it looks like insulation.
Yeah,
but you're right, it was rock hard.
I mean, if you take your thumb and your index finger and you make a circle with that, you know, like the OK sign, and then you say, okay, that's the piece of pipe. That's about the diameter we're talking about. And then you say, let's put a pencil through the center of that, like a number two pencil. That's how much space was left in that pipe for water to flow because of the calcium and magnesium. And our house is made out of limestone. You might think limestone is really soft. No. You could take a hammer to our house and pound on the side of our house because it's made out of that same stuff that the wells are drilled through around here. And it's really, really hard. It's not granite, but it's really hard. And it eats the pumps in clothes washing machines, dishwashers, and let's talk about that 5-micron filter. That's really easy for someone to put in, correct?
Oh yeah. Everybody that's got a water well should have some kind of sediment filter, and standard is a 5-micron. That's pretty much what I use in all applications.
Mm-hmm. And you can change the filters yourself. What would it cost, Casey, if your company came and installed, within our, like in the Springfield community? That'll give a feel for our worldwide audience to get a feel for how much it would cost to install a sediment filter.
For a basic whole house filter with some shutoff valves, so you can easily service it, installed, comes in around $350.
Okay, and how much are the cartridges to replace those filters?
They start at $8.
There you go. Really inexpensive, class. Really inexpensive. Casey Mustin, Hewitt Messenger, Well Drilling Company. Drill it right. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares. If you'd like to talk to Casey, there's a link on the website, usaprepares.com. And he's part of the university, USA Prepares University. He's one of your university instructors. Casey, thank you so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.